really be living right, Mr. Eisenhower? One, this property in this community, it's if you're not familiar with it, what is there, about 150 homes that are acre, all irrigated from about cactus to not even, it doesn't even go up to Greenway, does it?
No, just
short Thunderbird. Yep.
Thunderbird.
Kind of about 56th Street to
52nd Street.
Yeah, and just all very mature, very well-built homes, all masonry. And this is the second Saturday in a row that you've been on. You've timed it. Joni's been here. So you've been able to benefit from this wonderful salmon bagel.
Oh, my goodness. I just really, this has hit the spot. I've been up since early this morning getting some last-minute preparations done for the tour. And this smoked salmon bagel has really hit the spot. Thanks for bringing that.
If you're not new, if you're new to our 7 o'clock hour that we've added just within the last year, we've incorporated a local food blogger on there. You can go to JoniSimon.com and get the smoked salmon recipe. If you like salmon and bagels, this is a great way to combine the two.
Yeah, last month I followed Joni's program down at the state capitol and enjoyed her nice quiche,
bacon love egg quiche.
Oh my gosh, that was good too. She's a tremendous a chef and just a delightful guest. I just enjoyed listening to her on your program.
So there's our compliments to the chef. Thanks for feeding us this morning.
Yes.
I got to eat twice this morning. Amanda made some bacon, some sausage and eggs this morning. Then I got some salmon and bagels. I'm set for the day.
You won't tell her who you enjoyed more, huh? I wanted to make one more comment about the tour. Just to let everyone know that the all the gardens are within about a 4 or 5 mile radius of Tatum and Greenway. Every year the tour goes to another part of town and features gardens in that area, so people don't have to drive very far to all the gardens. So we did the tour within 2 hours, going quickly 15 or 20 minutes at each one during the pre-tour. So you're welcome to linger and stay as long as you want. Enjoy some of the nice seating areas and at some of the homes and just enjoy yourself.
I like the way you do they set it up on self-guided, so you're not rushed.
Sure.
And then you're also not stuck at some place you don't want to see.
And Sonoran Sky also, if you has a fair set up, a garden fair. So there's vendors, books, food vendors, art, other gardening goodies for sale. So that's kind of cool if you want to grab something to eat. There's water at the school as well. You can grab some on your way out onto the tour. And I just wanted to mention one other thing. The along with the educational exhibits and the experts on site, they have storyboards. And so at many of the different projects that you'll see that people have worked on in their gardens, there's a storyboard next to it with photographs and step-by-step progress photos on how they built and designed their project. So they're incredible. A lot of work's gone into those. A lot of Master Gardener volunteers. Kim and I are not responsible for all the storyboards at ours. Some volunteers who've come here, we had two co-captains on the tour that were assigned to our garden this year. So for the last couple of months, we put a lot of work into helping to develop some pictorials so people can come and really get an education. Even if you're not sitting in and listening to the experts, which is an education in and of itself, there are storyboards located in around the garden so you can kind of look and see how they did what they did. And that's just another feature that really sets this garden tour apart. By the way, it's called Real Gardens for Real People, kind of as the really highbrow type garden tours that are featured across the country, where they go to these large mansions that spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on their landscape. These are actually gardens in beautiful neighborhoods, but very, very normal homes. But people have done tremendous things in their gardens and really made it these living spaces livable and beautiful.
Now, there was one episode where you came and peeled and harvested a pomegranate.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a pomegranate here on property?
It was.
All right. Well, good. So that I'm going to say that qualifies you to take Diane's question on pomegranates. Let's bring her into the conversation and see. We'll give her some advice, and then we'll direct her on how she could go see that demo live from a previous broadcast. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. My pomegranate tree is about 50 years old, and it produced pomegranates wonderful throughout the years. And the last 4 years, when I break them open, the seeds are kind of white and fibrous. And I don't know if there's been a water change or if a fertilizer thing that I need to change, because everything seems to be the same.
And but you did say 50, as in 50 years old?
Yes.
Wow. That's yes. What neighborhood are you in? What are your main cross streets?
7th Street in Glendale.
Okay. Sorry, is that an irrigated lot as well?
Yes, it is.
Okay, yeah, that's unusual because, you know, these I suppose trees could have a lifespan, but I would hope that you'd be able to get beyond 50 years in a nice irrigated lot that you have. When you said you didn't know if there's water issues, are you sure that there's is there some reason for your uncertainty?
Well, my neighbor put in a block wall a few years ago, and sometimes the irrigation would, like, leak from his yard into my yard, so I didn't know if, like, the footing was affecting, like, the roots of the tree and how far it was soaking down.
Yeah, any kind of construction damage could affect the potential health of a tree. I would would love to see the tree sometime. Give us a call, maybe even shoot us a picture or two, or have one of our arborists come by and take a look.
And you have a tree trimming specialist here, right? Because we got a gentleman on the line, James, who wants to talk about trimming a lime tree. Should
Beautiful.
We go recruit Richard?
Sure, why not?
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or Ranking Arizona.